Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
It's gone!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here, and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do, without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support, available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
Welcome to a Tuesday morning on the Steakhouse. Get the Odyssey app. Listen, any chance that you get, listen on the app. Always available. Fun morning shift. Liked a lot of the topics. A lot of good energy. A lot of fun. And the Queen of Atlantis Radio is here. You know they have those Radio Hall of Fame awards. Have you read about that?
No, I kind of don't pay attention to that. What's the latest? What am I missing?
There's a Georgia Radio Hall of Fame.
Okay. And who's in it?
Well, there's new members this year. So you should be in it, I was going to say.
Oh,
you're the queen of Atlanta.
No, I don't think so. No way.
No, you're the queen.
If you're not
the
in it and the regular guys are not in it.
Burt Weiss is in it. He got in this year.
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
Scott Howard, you know who that is?
Yes, he's in it.
Voice of Georgia.
Okay.
Guy named David Dickey got in this year.
Oh, so, I don't need to be in that.
So
with
I was
all them.
David Dickey, who's famous for the Lux and Bageling. What did he do to Kincaid? Chicken Caesar?
Chicken Caesar.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He runs a deal. So there's a lot. And then there, your friends from the Fish?
Taylor.
Taylor and what's... Who are the folks that were on the Fish for all those years?
God,
how do we not know? We're old.
Listen, it's
That's
old.
A hard
I'm
thing
old.
To be.
I'm tired. It's only coming off a 6-day crazy.
Oh, you'd have to tell me about that.
Fish.
Taylor and, yes. I think they're in there as well. So I'm just telling you, that's a thing. Like a
Kevin and Taylor.
Kevin God, and Taylor, right?
Cheaper. Sorry, y'all.
So these are iconic names. Iconic names.
Who from sports talk radio is in it?
Because
if you're not in it, they're doing it wrong. Okay. Maybe Domino. He's been in the long game.
It would be. I'll tell you one thing.
Mike Bell has been in it longer.
Bobak.
I mean, there's many, many names before this one.
It would be great if Andrew Saltzman and myself could get in for starting the format in Atlanta at 790 The Zone. That would be cool. As like, you know, pioneers or bringing sports talk to town or whatever it is. But I think the term is not losing sleep would be the definition.
I honestly didn't know it was even, I didn't know it existed. I'm not even being facetious.
Well,
I didn't know it existed.
Now you just screwed us. You screwed us.
Well.
They have a beautiful building that there's $100 million to build the Georgia Radio Hall of Fame. I'm kidding.
I was going to say, wait a minute.
I think it's more like a website.
I hope they kept a receipt.
It's probably like a website. So where you must have been, you had a bunch of days off.
Yeah, so were you big in, celebration at the lake, and then Larry and I took it 2 days to, you know, my favorite city, Macon, Savannah. Savannah for two days. Oh, boy, have I got a new restaurant for you. It's called The Common.
That is one of the hottest places.
Girl.
Right?
Girl. It was outstanding, this
just
new
in general,
restaurant.
Though, I'm talking about Savannah in general, though,
yeah,
right?
Great restaurants, but this new one is
okay.
The bomb. So just it is. It's a great time.
Did you guys have a concert there?
No, we just went a couple of getaways.
You know, it's
stay
amazing
on the river.
When you don't have kids and you're a fun, you know, recently married couple with real cash in your pocket and all the things you guys can
do together. I don't know how you feel about this, but I mean, a lot of sad things have happened over the last few years.
Yeah.
And now it's like, do it now. Spend the money. Go on the trips.
What do they
buy
say?
Buy the car and the shoes and eat the dessert.
Well,
yeah,
I'll tell
so
you.
That's how we're living our life right now.
Yeah. I mean, it's.
So are you.
Not really.
I think so.
I'm living a great life.
I don't
life.
Mean that mean. That's what I meant. Like, you got to enjoy the, what
no,
life
I
has
enjoy
given
it,
you.
But I mean, there's, you know, when you got still three kids at ages that you have them, no, I mean, that's.
Do you have to keep those kids forever? I mean, this has been a long time.
I know.
My
it's
gosh.
Like at some point.
No, how is Boston and your birthday's
hold on,
coming?
Hold on. I was going to tell you something. So you were just talking about.
Savannah. Live your best life. Eat the dessert.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, thank you. Eat the dessert, which is all that means is Anthony Bourdain's like have the bourbon, eat the cake, do whatever, enjoy your life. One of the great writers and one of the great motivational speakers in America is co-hosting with us for 2 hours on Friday. He's an Atlanta guy, John Gordon, who's written countless books, super close to a lot of professional teams. This is the guy that they bring in. That sits down, started really with the Falcons and Mike Smith, Sean McVay, countless other teams. He's sitting in with us for 2 hours on Friday. One of his most famous books is The Energy Bus, mm-hmm. right? So he's going to be awesome. If you want to be motivated, inspired, hear a fascinating story, just a great dude, very hard to get. We didn't want him over the phone. He's coming in for 2 hours on Friday.
We've been working on this a long time, and he is great. He has a new book, Seven Commitments of a Great Team. And when I tell you, he's likely already seen every college football team in the country with this book. I've read it. It's excellent.
Yeah.
And if you have a company, it's not just an athletic team. It is a team in general, and you talk about your teammates and your coworkers and what works and doesn't. He was famous for the energy vampire in the room, which came from The Energy Bus, which was his first book.
Yeah, how somebody can basically get in an organization and suck the life out of it with the way they behave mm-hmm. on a regular basis. That's called The Energy Vampire, which, by the way, you hear that term a lot. Anyways, appointment listening.
Yeah, Friday.
Friday, 9 to 11, John Gordon. A lot of folks out there probably read his books. And we're excited to have him. He's coming into town, staying right next door, and Sandra, he'll put that together. So that's appointment radio and perfect programming in the middle of summer before we get next week into all the stuff that's going to be in town. I had a great 4 or 5 days with my mom and buddies,
so
and I love July 4th in New England because it's a very patriotic place to be. And
what was the weather like?
Weather was super hot, super nice, no rain whatsoever. So when you get a July 4th weekend, when it is sunny and 90 in Boston, like when I tell you the city empties out, like beyond.
And where are they going?
So they're going to Cape Cod or Newport or Maine or New Hampshire or Connecticut. Like there's beaches, you know, you remember in the Northeast, there's beaches everywhere.
Right.
Or they're going to, you know, the Lake Winnipesaukee's of the world or the lake houses in Maine. Like nobody stays in town. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like you have access to a city. And New York City is very similar, but it's just so big. But New York City is the same way. In the Northeast, when you have a chance to get out of town, that's what they do because the summer.
Go to water.
Yeah, because the summers are so short.
Sure. Okay.
You know, the summers are so short that they're like the last place they want to be. They get depressed if they haven't gone away for the weekend. Anyway, so we had a great time. But we got a lot to get to this morning, including the quarterback show with Kirk Cousins came out. Every episode has been released. Abe Gordon, God bless him. He woke up at 2 a.m. and watched the entire series. That's like 8 episodes or something. I don't know. But there's a lot of Kirk Cousins stuff we'll get to later in the show as well. And obviously, I haven't seen you since the Braves absolutely collapsed since we last saw each other. Could not have gone worse. I saw you on Tuesday. I don't know if they won a game since. I think they won one. Talked to Bo about what the ballpark was like and the All-Star game coming in. So let's do a 9 at 9.
Braves are in Sacramento now for the next three. They'll play the A's. 10:05 first pitch. Raise your hand if you're going to stay up and watch that. Bo.
For real.
Wow.
You just what? So you'll stay up till what time's first pitch?
10:05. About 1 o'clock is when it'll be done, hopefully.
Wow, that is.
If it's a quickie, it'll be 12:30, which is
not normal. It's not going to be 12. It's 10:05, right? So because what? You just don't miss any Braves games?
Well, that, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's impressive.
Didier Fuentes is going tonight. You got Bryce Elder going tomorrow. Strider will go on Thursday.
Yeah, the A's are not as bad as last year.
37-55. First of all, Braves have no reason to call anybody bad. How about that? Because you're bad. You're a bad team, Braves. 37-55 in the AL West. They're 19 games back of.
They're a bad team, but they got a lot of young players. They have a plan in place. You know, it's kind of like the White Sox last year. Were horrible, but they're not as horrible. The team that is setting records for futility this year is Colorado, right? That's the worst team in baseball. White Sox bad, A's bad, Pirates bad, Braves bad. I mean, there are some bad teams right now around baseball.
And I will tell you, that park that they are in, they're playing in the Sacramento AAA park. That thing is beautiful, you guys.
Really?
Seats about 12,000 folks.
Wow.
It's in 180 degrees away from Oakland. That awful place where that stadium was the worst thing I've ever been to in my life. So the ambiance is likely better. So listen, God bless. They'll go to Oakland. They'll go to St. Louis. And then it's the All-Star break.
Yeah, then we get Ron Acuna in Home Run Derby Monday night. So be excited about that.
So there's that. Exactly right. All right, Atlanta Dream last night, a nice win for them, 90-81. They beat Golden State. Ryan Howard with 15, Alicia Gray with 24. They are at the Fever. They're at Caitlin Clark's house on Friday night. I will tell you, Wimbledon, Taylor Fritz and Corinne Khachanov. I don't know if I'm saying that right. They are Taylor Fritz won the first set 6-3. It's 3-3 tied in the second set. Steak, if we can get that on the TV, likely.
It's been a very compelling Wimbledon, especially to watch American players, the American men. If you get Taylor Fritz and Ben Shelton both alive in the quarters, man, it's pretty fun. American tennis in a great place.
Carlos Alcaraz goes at 10 a.m. We'll keep you updated on well. And because this is what we do in 15 days, ladies and gentlemen, the Atlanta Falcons and the game, your home of the Falcons, we will be reporting to Falcons training camp in exactly 15 days. So we have that to look forward to.
Yeah, I mean, I like the first couple of weeks because it feels new. And then it's interminable to get to opening day in the NFL. I mean, especially after that last preseason game, only three preseason games. You play that last game, and then it's like a 13-day wait for the season. The good news is college football has started by then.
Yeah, the
college
overlap.
Football mm-hmm. will have had week zero, mm-hmm. and it had week one will already have been kicked off by the time you have the first week in the NFL, which I believe is Labor Day weekend.
Correcte mundo.
All right. That's our 9 at 9. When we come back, listen, there is over two full months left in the Braves season. Do we have any shot? No.
No.
No. Not when you have Spencer Schwellenbach, AJ Smith, Sharver, Chris Sale, Ronaldo Lopez. No, you're not going to come back without any of them. But there's about six other questions to be watching for the next 2.5 months. I will review that with you. Lots more on the way. Heisman conversation. Kirk Cousins speaks in QB1 and all kinds of other fun stuff. The Queen is here. It's the fastest 2 hours in radio. It's the Steakhouse on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, how will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support, available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
I mean, there's so much to chat about. I haven't seen Sandra in a week. And feels like folks got back to work a little bit today. Traffic certainly more than yesterday. So maybe you are back in town from your lake or beach or whatever July 4th weekend looked like. And Atlanta will ramp up a little bit over the next week or so. Beyonce rolling in town for four nights, right?
At Mercedes-Benz. Thursday, Friday, Sunday, Monday, something like that.
Thursday, Friday, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday. Do you know where that's from, that quote?
No,
Dana Guy quote. You know what it's from, Bo? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Thursday, Sunday, Saturday. It's from Godfather. It's from The Godfather when Al Pacino marries a girl in Sicily and she's trying to learn English. And then, oops, she gets done blown up in the car sometime later on as they track him down. I think it's in Sicily, Michael Corleone. So me and my buddies, we quote that movie. I mean, that is such – Godfather's the most quoted movie for, like, your husband and my generation,
sure.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you don't want to watch The Godfather with us because we're going to be sitting there and the only ones, like, spitting out the quotes before they happen. Maybe that's a good three strikes question. What's the most quoted movie for you and your buddies?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Old School? Is it Wedding
Crashers?
And
you know that's a guy thing.
Is it Swingers?
It's strictly a guy thing. You will not find ladies sitting around quoting a movie. I don't think it's ever happened in my 29 years of life.
With all your girlfriends?
Happened. Never.
So when we sit there and go, you're so money, you don't even know it. You're so money, which is from Swingers and mm-hmm. Vince Vaughn, that doesn't resonate with you.
No.
Okay. So
it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Monday. Pardon me.
Okay, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Monday. Then you have the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, mm-hmm. which Sunday, I'm sorry I didn't do all the research. I think it's the Futures game on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Or is there a celebrity softball game maybe on Sunday? Then you have the, is that what's going on Sunday? So are you down there Sunday night, Bo?
So it's Saturday. So the Futures game and the Legends celebrity softball game are both on Saturday. You can go to both events with one ticket. If I'm not mistaken, there's an In-N-Out also.
Oh, wow.
Do you know what
the come back in.
Do you know who's
on Saturday.
Do you know who's in this celebrity game? Sandra will look it up.
Like L. Duncan's there, Drewski,
nice.
Quavo, Big Boy is going to make an appearance. There's quite a few influencers on this year's list of legends and celebrities
is
in this
Pookie
softball
or
game.
Jet in there?
Not that I'm aware of.
We got to look at that. Okay, so that's Saturday. You know, basically baseball goes right up until Sunday. So you know, you got the
Sunday. There's basically private events. Then Monday is going to be Home Run Derby. Tuesday is the All Star Game. Monday and Tuesday are going to be super busy.
Yeah, it's the convention. You know, it's the Super Bowl week. It's the you know, it's kind of what NBA does with their Vegas deal now. It's kind of a way to, you know, bring in sponsors and have big parties and celebrate the game of baseball and all that. And Atlanta will be front and center. And, you know, whether there is a buzz in town, I think Sander would say it doesn't feel like people are that hype. But, again, we're used to so many huge sporting events rolling through this town. You know, I mean, you know, again, we're coming off of national title and, you know, playoff games in college football and SEC. Think of what we just had. SEC title, playoff game, and national title.
Yeah, we're so spoiled. All in one year. It's so true.
Right? Super Bowls.
And the Braves are brutal. That's what it is. I mean, you turn sour on baseball real quick. You're just sad.
Yeah. I mean, listen.
Javi Lopez is playing the celebrity game? Yes, please. Now I'm interested.
Yeah, because you think he's the most handsome, is that what you've always said?
Yeah. Right. This is an impressive list. Maria Taylor and L. Duncan are in it. Jermaine Dupree.
Have you seen the promos with
Terrell Owens?
Have you seen Jermaine Dupree and Ludacris in the promos for Atlanta? Welcome to Atlanta?
Nope.
Mm-hmm. All right. Those are running quite a bit now around Major League Baseball, and they're running promos for it.
Well, that'll be fun.
Good. Anybody else? So, of note, playing on Saturday, I guess you'll
Candy Burris. There is a lot of social media young people that I don't
know. Some names.
Jenny Finch.
Well, Jenny Finch, you know. That's a softball player.
Jake Storial, who founded Talkin' Baseball with John Boy Media, founded that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give me the ones you don't know.
See, Drewski.
Okay.
Comedian and actor. CeCe Sabathia, who weighs about 9 pounds now. He looks incredible.
Yeah.
Capital One Bank guy.
Okay.
In the commercials. So.
All right. So that's going to be on Saturday. Listen, I do think.
I like the one ticket. I like that you can walk around the battery. Well said. So Saturday. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, you can't start charging people a ton of money and tell them they can't go in the game back and in and all that. I mean, it's just a celebration of baseball. So look at it as a celebration of Truist Park. And Sandra and I were there, I would say, is it 12 years ago? You, me, Rob Manfred, at
a tent in the dirt.
That was in dirt. I don't know if you know this, Bo. Like, when they were literally broke ground. We were sitting in a tent, and there was nothing but dirt underneath us. And they're like, there will be a baseball stadium here in like 3 years. And Rob Manfred flew in, and we sat and did that interview. I don't know how many years ago.
September 16th of 2014.
Is when we did the interview.
It said broke ground. That was the official ceremony. That's where we were. It was SunTrust Park.
So 11 years ago, we sat there and interviewed and wondered what Cobb County could pull off.
The best kept secret ever. That nobody broke that story. If y'all can remember, they thought they kept that under wraps.
John Schuerholz.
That's right.
Had a press conference, I think, in front of the Hank Aaron statue at Turner Field. Nobody knew what he was walking out there for. And he announced that the Atlanta Braves would be leaving downtown Atlanta and be moving to Cobb County on a clandestine deal that was put together because Cobb County said, absolutely. If you remember, the Falcons got a bunch of benefits in a deal they did with Kasim Reed to build out Mercedes-Benz. The Braves said, where is our tax breaks? Where is the money invested in upgrading our situation? They felt like they were being ignored, and they just said, we're going to go cut a better deal for ourselves. It put Kasim Reed and the Braves at odds for years. Rumors that Kasim Reed never wanted to help the traffic situation in the last 3 or 4 years at Turner Field because he was vindictive against what was happening and the fact that they were leaving Atlanta. A really uncomfortable few
years. It got very
years.
Personal.
Yeah, it got very,
very
personal.
Very personal behind the scenes.
But now you look at a celebration of one of the most unique sporting venues in the world, which is and also one of the unique business partnerships, which not only with Cobb County, but at the Braves got in the real estate business, right, which we keep hearing about. Good for them. Sometimes even at the behest of wanting to hear more about baseball, hear about real estate deals. But it set in place a brand new part of our city that nobody could have imagined the level of success that the Battery has had. In addition, the Braves have the third longest stretch of going to the postseason of anybody in baseball. The Dodgers, not surprisingly, are one. The Astros are two. I believe the Dodgers, I don't have the exact numbers, someone like 12. Astros are 8 years in a row. We are seven straight years in the postseason. It's not going to happen this year. So it can be a celebration of this organization, of the joy and the excitement they brought, the World Series championship they brought to that park, the World Series parade that ended up at Truist not so many years ago. But if you're talking about this season, you're talking about the wheels coming off. And the wheels officially came off over the last 2 weeks, particularly with the 2-7 homestand and getting beat by the Orioles the way that you did, and the announcement about Chris Sale going to be out much longer than we thought. And then, of course, Schwellenbach's situation with the elbow as well. So there's only so much that you can overcome. You can overcome losing Ronald Acuna when you have, you know, enough guys left, and then you hit lightning in a bottle when you go get guys like Jock Peterson and company that got hot in September and into October. But, I mean, there is a point of no return, and the point of no return has happened, and now you are just basically trying to figure out what the next 2.5 months as a Braves fan is going to look like. And you're going to see Drake Baldwin and think about him and his future. You're going to wonder if Michael Harris will be back next year. You're going to wonder if Marcell Ozuna will be back next year. You're going to wonder if, you know, with Chris Sale not being healthy, you can't move him. But how much do you look towards the future and replenishing some of the farm system? How much are you sellers, which I imagine you might be, over the trade deadline? And how much can Braves fans just take a deep breath and say, it is what it is. This is what they deal with in a lot of cities for a lot of years, and we're just not used to it. Brings us back to the days of our third base coach, Freddy Gonzalez, mm-hmm. when we were really bad.
Yeah, exactly right. You've lost 9 of 11, and during that stretch, 7 of those games, you've scored 2 or fewer runs. I mean, the numbers, there's not a single number for the Braves that leads you to believe that anything's going to change. I listened to you and Drew yesterday. I thought you said it perfectly well. The Braves have shown you who they are.
Yeah,
and by the way, the 0-7 wasn't some sort of mask of, wow, that was trouble.
Yeah, you're a good point.
So,
it didn't.
I think now the second half starts to look like.
Yeah.
Michael Harris, and it brought me back to, do you remember when Jeff Francoeur came out, was on the cover of SI? So we're looking at Michael Harris, former Rookie of the Year, and then Jeff Francoeur was that same guy.
Yeah, the phenom.
He got so bad that they sent him down to work on his stuff, which some will said that was the end.
Yeah, he was not happy about how that played out at all.
As he should have been. That was in 2008. But I couldn't help think, like, what do you do? Okay, you sat Harris for a couple days. You just sat Ozuna for a couple days. Ozuna is injured, the hip. My other question is, Stake, with a Chris Sale, do you even ramp him back up? And I said it with Abe when you were off last week. If it gets to be the end of August, the beginning of September, you're going to ramp him full up all the way back? I wouldn't. I would just say it's been fun.
My only thing is,
I think Alex Anthopoulos made no bones about he is signing Chris Sale.
Yeah,
the club option. I mean, that's a no-brainer. I heard some people saying, well, what do you do with Chris Sale? You lock him up and you put him on a shelf is what you do.
He's a professional baseball player. If he's healthy, what are you saving him for? The fear that he's going to get I mean, if he's 100% bill of health, you're a professional pitcher, go pitch. You're getting paid to pitch. I mean, like, I'm going to worry about, you know, that he's
going to. He's banged up a lot.
I know he's banged up a lot. I know he's injury prone.
And
it's a good question.
If I would keep him around, let him work on his.
I'm going to argue we're going to be one of the worst baseball teams over the next 2 months.
You are the worst, one of the worst right now.
Yeah.
You are one of the worst baseball teams.
How can it get better with this many guys out? How can it get better?
So what are you going to try to go on a win 5 of 7 because you have Chris Sale back? I don't know.
He's a professional player.
I know.
Do your job.
I know.
Your job,
sometimes
Sandra.
You have to keep men from hurting themselves.
Yes.
We have to keep them from making bad decisions.
Yeah. Well, I'll try to keep that in mind. When we come back, why the Heisman Trophy sleeper pick to win the Heisman, the best odds out there, is a guy you're pretty familiar with. Also getting ready for SEC Media Days. I don't know why Sandra's got herself so worked up about this. Me and Rusty in a text chain are trying to calm her down. just can't calm this woman down. We'll explain what it was when we come back. Sports Radio 92.9.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
The road to the MLB All-Star Game presented by MasterCard starts with you. Who will take the field this July? The power is in your hands. Phase one of the 2026 Konami eBaseball MLB All-Star Ballot is open. Vote up to five times daily for your favorite stars. And get a bonus daily vote by downloading the Konami eBaseball MLB Pro Spirit game. Top vote getters advance for the chance to be a starter. Cast your ballots at MLB.com/vote. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do, without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support, available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
.941 Sports Radio, 92.9 A Game. Sandra Golden and Steak Shapiro coming up at 10 o'clock. The QB1 show has dropped. I'm very mixed about whether I prefer, and I ask you the question, whether I like it when a show drops all 10 episodes, or when they space give 3 at a time, or 1 at a time. Or it's the old HBO Sunday night format where you get one a week, but then you're like, I can't wait another 7 days. Or are you one of those people that waits till they're deeper into the series, which was kind of what happened with that John Hamm series? I didn't get on it till a little bit later. What was it called? Friends and Neighbors?
Friends and Neighbors, yeah. It's so funny because my husband and I were just talking about that he is rewatching Sopranos and watching 3 or 4 at a time, and they're upsetting. In terms of, like, if you go to bed after watching that, it's much more upsetting.
Does he get upset?
And yeah, he's like, it's bothersome. It's and I was saying, you know, back in the day when they would drop at 9 o'clock on a Sunday night, you only watched one at a time.
Yeah,
and I don't think it was so heavy.
I don't know.
Three or four hours
why is it
of that.
It's so funny. Doesn't he think it's hysterical, though, Sopranos? There's so many funny moments. Yes, I mean, it's dark as hell.
Have you gone to rewatch it, though? Because
yeah,
rewatch
I mean,
it. Okay.
I watch it every time. Here's what I like. Ask them to do this. They have on, depending what your service is, the director's cuts of every Sopranos episodes. So you can hear literally how they put together those 55 minutes, why they shot the scene, where they shot the scene, how it was relating to the storyline and all that. But I also find it the most entertaining show ever. But you were right that they would drop on Sunday night. I don't know if it was more or less disturbing. What used to disturb me on Sunday nights was I had to wait an entire week for the next episode, which was the case with, I guess, Sex and the City, which was a Sunday night show, right? And then there was Homeland on Showtime, their first foray into real episodic competing on Sunday nights. Dexter did that as well, like back in the day before streaming was all that. I mention that because Abe Gordon, who we both worked with over the last 2 weeks, who's doing a ton of filling in on the station, who is the producer of the Midday Show, Andy and Randy, he's to quote my British friends, he's proper crazy sports talk radio host, right? I mean, he is a quirky dude. And he woke up at 2 a.m. and just watched the entire season. How many episodes is that, Bo? Is it eight episodes? So, like, Sandra reached out because we're going to play some of the Kirk Cousins cuts coming up that Bo found for us. And Sandra's like, hey, can you tell us when the stuff about being injured and not letting Michael Penix Jr. replace him and all that? And he's like, I have to go to bed. And the notion was, dude, it's 9 a.m. He said, I've been up since 2 and I watched the whole season. And we're like, oh, okay, that's dedication or crazy, right? So
he's working with Carl today, so he's working the late shift.
So he was doing a live tweeting of the season.
Uh-huh.
And I don't like that because I feel like now I'm missing out and I want to be surprised.
I know, I kind of don't want to.
When the storylines, right?
Yeah, I'm the same way.
Which is why I liked White Lotus in the sense that I was on top of it on Sunday night with everybody else. And then I'd listen to the podcast or whatever Sunday night show. It was The Last of Us or whatever that was out there. But he's like giving away the whole year. I don't want to read his tweets. So do you prefer a show that gets released once a week or do you prefer getting the whole season at once? What do you prefer?
I prefer once a week.
Right.
Yeah.
Once a week. So like.
Or two. Like if we did Your Friends and Neighbors, we'll save up two and watch. So that's 2 hours.
Like the whole year of the Bear, I think that Hulu releases that entire season, which I'm enjoying savoring, pun intended, each episode of the Bear. I think it's Jeremy Allen White and, you know.
Yes, Jeff.
Yeah, it's just a tremendous, and it's a great plot this year that they're, you know, they have a certain amount of days and then they're going to get shut down, the restaurant's going to close and everything else. But my point is, you know, listen, I think Abe did a great job in telling you the headlines are about Kirk Cousins. The ESPN headlines are about Kirk Cousins. The headlines in this city are about Kirk Cousins. The storyline that we talked about last year when we found out about Kirk Cousins being filmed again was, what are we going to learn, right, about the what's the proper term? The meteoric descension of his career, the meteoric just, you know, disaster of a 6-3 team that then had the worst quarterback in football after he looked like one of the better quarterbacks
NFC
in football.
NFC Offensive Player of the Week, I believe, twice.
Right.
So
that was going to be the storyline. It's out. We'll play you some cuts. It's not that we're not going to give it away because you're going to read it a bunch of places, but two things. One, the question of what do you prefer? And number two is Abe Gordon is crazy. I mean, he is meshuggah is the term. It's a Yiddish term, right? You worked with him. You think he's meshuggah, right? He showed up at a UFC fight, listeners, with cottage cheese eating out of a carton. And there's a bunch of dudes drinking beer. A, he said, I was getting ready for the Peachtree Road Race. And B, who brings their own cottage cheese to someone's home while there's a fight going on? Now, there's a certain level of masculinity, right, and testosterone that is taken away when you turn to your right and some dude is eating cottage cheese. Would you agree?
I did learn, though, he's got maybe a girlfriend. So that was breaking news.
Seriously?
When I worked with him on Wednesday because, first of all,
have you heard that, Bo?
Bo and I learned together.
Well, date three is going to happen.
Date three?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Did he meet her
in a running club? Because he's a big runner also. He just ran the Peachtree.
Well, Bo and I were telling him he was going to this wedding over the weekend. Like, he was very, very concerned about running the Peachtree and getting his bag and going to the airport. So that was a whole other little worry ward over there. Yeah. But I said, what are the bridesmaids? And he shut that down, didn't he? And so Bo and I were trying to say,
You know, that's like the number one hookup. The number one hookup place all time are single people at weddings.
That's what we were trying to tell.
They're almost thrown together, almost like a New Year's Eve when you look at someone and you're like, well, you know, we got no other options. Might as well just do this. Or like my final night I've told you about my trip to Cancun in spring break back in the day when, let's just say, I was not looking my physical peak performance and I was in a club in Cancun and you're on spring break in college. And at one point, you know, I was no prize, and there was a rather large woman that was also there, and the club was getting ready to close, and we're just like, well, I mean, it looks like
it was meant to be.
Yeah. But
this was meant to be.
It does not
Let's
look
go
like
to Waffle House.
We are running out of options here, so we
it's
might
like
as well.
Musical chairs. They take a chair away, and if you're out, you gotta go.
Right.
There was like, let's go.
We had no options left, so so I would argue it's almost like that at weddings, but he brushed that off. But
we also learned that there is a date 3 coming and that she might have been listening. So I like what he was trying to angle it. Oh, he got so he turned 8 shades of red.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. And she's not much of a sports fan either. So if he is getting her to tune in and listen, that means that there could be something there. You
okay.
Know,
yeah, no, I'm happy for him. Do you know that these dating sites are plummeting right now?
Mm-hmm.
30% of the entire staff of Bumble has been let go. So they're much more into these running clubs or where you meet people,
He was telling me that the Atlanta Track Club is the largest one in the country.
Yeah, it must be. So, like, you move to a city, you want to meet people, even if you run just
common
a little
interest
bit.
In these pickleball clubs.
Right,
and, pickleball. Oh, by the way, face-to-face. Isn't that interesting?
Right.
Wow, you have to speak to one another.
No, that Woo-hoo! Is becoming – and there's so much lying, and there's so much there's
catfishing.
Yeah, but there's so much bitterness towards these apps, and they are shutting down. And then the sober curious stuff, which is a big thing now, and anyways, not that any of our audience, not that we don't have a bunch of 20-year-olds listening. Hey,
you never know,
right?
There are things out there for you single people. Atlanta Sport and Social,
they have
soccer, volleyball, softball. You can just go sign up and go play with a bunch of strangers.
Yes.
And you get to meet people.
I know.
Instead of being
face
on your
to
phone
face.
The entire. Yes.
A lot of these apartment complexes, I used to live in them. The social hours
Sport
and the stuff to get
Atlanta
to meet
Sports
you.
And Social has done a job. The kickball, you know the co-ed kickball? That has been around forever.
They do that too.
Yeah.
They do it down at Piedmont. I've played softball with Atlanta Sport and Social down here at Piedmont Park. There's no fences. Bases were marked off. Like, just a lot of fun.
Right. Yeah.
I
like the notion
people.
Of let me actually try to meet somebody in person. I actually can see what they look like and if they can put together two sentences. And there's a novel idea. So anyways, that's our little rant. Now let's do our tailgate.
Shout out to Rusty Mansell, who's listening right now live from his deck in Panama City Beach. He's sending me pictures.
He looks like he's having a lovely
time. He's got that
time.
Phil Steele library. You got the Bible out, Phil Steele,
well,
by the way.
He is the Bible. He is the Bible.
So good. So funny. So anyway, I was texting with you guys talking about SEC Media Days, and I said, are they bringing Gunnar Stockton? Is Kirby bringing Gunnar? Which, by the way, they have not announced who they're bringing. And Rusty is leaning on the side of no.
Yeah, they're nobody. Not going to bring it. He's not a veteran player. It's usually a reward for guys older in their career. They don't want him saying anything dumb, and they trust older players to do that. Last year, they had a great group. Malachi Starks, Mikael Williams, and Carson Beck. What do they have in common? All of them would have been in the NFL this year, except Carson Beck decides to go back to Miami. So they like older players. They like players they can trust to say the right
fine.
Thing.
I think they
like,
should
what
be
are you
bringing,
getting worked up for?
Because your starting quarterback, if he's not a leader of men, if he can't hold, he's not being held up, sometimes you have to like elevate them to, okay, you're going to represent us. And maybe that he is. But I would like to hear from Gunnar Stockton at the SEC Media Days. Arch Manning's going.
Well, Arch Manning is maybe more polished. He's also been there. I guess they've been there the same.
Gunners. I don't know. I mean, I'm not getting worked
I
mean, up.
Yeah, you
that
are.
I mean,
like, you're in this ridiculous text chain, and you're just going back and forth about who each school is bringing. I think, you know, like, I would have preferred you talked about that restaurant in Savannah that you and Larry went to instead of taking.
Listen, Rusty and I are trying to do real sports here as real journalists.
Journalists!
All right. I thought this was interesting as the Heisman odds dropped on last Thursday. And the USA Today article, the prime time Heisman Trophy sleeper candidates, you guys, number one, Carson Beck, Miami quarterback. Now, I will rewind this tape and bring us back to 2 or 3 months ago when we started talking about this, and I was like, Carson Beck against these ACC defenses, and go look at Miami's schedule. Why wouldn't you go put down money at 25-1 for him?
Yeah,
because
so
the numbers
value.
He's about to explode with down at Miami, if all goes
possible,
well.
Yeah. No, no, I think value-wise, Sander, you're 100% right. I mean, this thing is set up for Carson Beck to be able to put up huge numbers. And he, you know, listen, this is a popularity contest. This is Vegas. This isn't always, you know, there's a reason that there's more action on, I don't know, the Yankees and Red Sox and Cowboys at sports books than there are on other teams. It's a popularity contest sometimes.
His sleeper odds were, their odds were greater than 15-1. So that's why
totally
Carson
agree.
Beck is at top of
so
that.
He's behind DJ Lagway at Florida. He's behind Lenora Sellers at South Carolina. He's behind Drew Aller at Penn State. He's behind a lot of guys you would think that set up better. Now, Arch Manning, I would think, is not a great bet as a favorite, right? Because, like, you heard the Spurrier stuff yesterday. If he was that great, why didn't he get more?
I didn't need to hear Spurrier. All I needed to see what four of their top offensive linemen are being replaced. And those guys are playing new in front of him.
Garrett Nussmeier at LSU is number two. Jeremiah Smith, Ohio State at three. I like Kate Klubnik. Clemson is loaded at four. If I was putting action down plus 1,000, I'd put it on Klubnik.
I would put, if you gave me $1,000 and you said pick one of these, I'm putting it on Carson Beck at plus 25, right? That's pretty sick. If you're wondering, Gunnar Stockton is plus 3,500,
yeah,
which I find
very, down on
very
the bottom, relatively speaking. Sam Levitt of Arizona State, who a lot of folks fell in love with, he's plus 2,500. And Alabama's Ryan Williams is at plus 3,500.
Yeah, not bad.
So are you going to officially end this text chain of, like...
Yeah, because, listen, in the big scheme of things, I don't care.
Well,
it
seemed like you did.
Just saying, if I'm at Georgia and I'm in charge, I'm bringing Gunnar Stockton.
Right. Okay. So maybe now that we've done it on the air, we don't have to... let's find something else to talk about tonight, right?
Are you excited about being there next week? I cannot wait. I cannot wait for this. This is going to be great.
I love your enthusiasm.
So that's a no.
No, listen, I just...
Fine. Me and Rusty are going to work on that. You know, me and Rusty have hung out at SEC Media Days. When I tell you, walking through there, it's like you at a Hawks game, taking that stroll, and the presidential music plays. Rusty Mansell walks in the room, and I'm like, I'm with him. And it is down. It's going down. He is the god of all things.
Just because he'll be very well received doing a lot of radio interviews, for sure. When we come back, the moment that Kirk Cousins and the Falcons season went up in smoke, you'll hear it on the show that dropped last night. No, I did not get up at 2 and watch 7 hours of it, but Bo actually cut it up. You're going to hear Kirk Cousins.
I can't wait. I haven't heard it.
And you will have serious reaction when we come back. Sports Radio 92.9.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost.
As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.